686-2237. We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. Spring is getting closer. The days are getting longer. And you know what? February is the shortest month of the year. And we're only a week away before we get into the month of March. And March is another short month. It seems to fly even faster than all of them because we need to get outside. We've been in the house a long time. The days are definitely getting better. You know, you think about it, the weather isn't as cold. And I think that there is definitely light at the end of the tunnel. So think about it that way. We can see the grass in many, many areas. And we're getting anxious. And some of you may be even having signs of spring. If you've planted some of the early varieties of bulbs up against the house, on the south side of the house, there were probably things beginning to poke through that ground, things like snowdrops and chionodoxa and some scilla. Definitely on the south side of the house is the place to put them. So if you didn't do it in the fall, remember this, because next year and at this time of the year, you could have little signs of color in bloom outside the front door, the back door. But any place that faces south, it collects that heat, the ground warms up ahead of everything else because of the reflection, and that really does help you to think spring early. The seed catalogs are coming in, all of the various catalogs for perennials, for fruit trees, they're all coming in at this time of the year. So things are becoming a little bit more excited. You have to say to yourself, spring is 27 days away. 21 days, and the hours change. And that's going to really give us a big boost this year so that we can think about the garden. Now, what I would suggest that you do at this time of the year is, you have a day like today, you don't have a lot planned, maybe you should go into your garage or your tool shed. If you have a lawnmower, start it. You know, put some fresh gas into it, get it going, let it run for 10, 15 minutes, just so that you know that it's working. Your rototiller that you haven't used since last year, you know, clean it up a little bit, change the oil in it, put some fresh gas in it, start it up. That way, as soon as the ground is ready, you'll know it's going to work. If you can't get it started, now is the best time to have it repaired. The snowblower season, knock on wood here, is all done. And the people that maintain the snowblowers also do lawnmowers. This is kind of a slow time of the year for them. So that's why I say, if you have power equipment, give it a pull, get it started, see how it works. If it doesn't do what you want it to do, now is the time to schedule some service on it. Now, for your lawnmower, when did you sharpen the blade last? Can you remember? Did you do it last year at all? I mean, a lot of people that I know will use their lawnmower for a year or two or three and say, well, it seems to be okay. The grass is cutting. What you want to look at is how the blade of grass itself was cut. As you push your lawnmower and you look at the grass, the top of the blade that you just cut should have a nice sharp edge on it. If you look at the blade of grass and it's frayed, it looks like it's up and down, like little pieces of thread on the top of the blade of grass. That means that your blade is dull. And instead of cutting it, it ripped it because the blade is spinning so fast. And sometimes your lawnmower is so dull, when you're done mowing it and you look at the grass, instead of having a nice green color, it almost has like a little bit of a white tinge. And that's where it's been frayed. A good lawnmower with a good lawn, with no rocks, no stumps, no pine cones that fell from a tree, no golf balls that came in from the neighbor's yard, you should sharpen that blade a couple times a year. Once in the beginning, and then again in early to mid-July. Just to make sure that you have a nice, sharp edge on it. And what does a good blade do? A good blade will help to prevent diseases. We don't need to have disease problems, and especially if you have some shade. Especially if you have an irrigation system. Especially if we have a season, let's not go there, but like last year, where we had so much rain and such cool weather, a lot of various diseases came. And when your lawnmower blade is dull and it's ripping, where that cut was made, it's unable to make a callus because it's jagged. If it's not able to make a callus, it doesn't seal, and because it doesn't seal, fungus spores can enter the blade of grass, and then you begin to have all kinds of problems. So keep the blade sharp. It makes a scab. It seals itself. It blocks disease problems, and you have a greener-looking grass, a healthier-growing grass. Okay? Now, when the grass begins to turn green. I know a lot of you still have a little bit of snow. Some of you have a lot of snow. But once you start to see signs that the grass is beginning to break out of its winter dormancy and showing signs of coming back to life, what I want you to do before you do anything is to walk on your grass. And look down at it and see what it actually looks like. Now, the reason I want you to do that is I want you to examine the grass and decide what you need to do with it. Are there little tiny holes, maybe the size of your hand, where there's no grass? Are you seeing broadleaf weeds like clover and chickweed, some dandelions in your lawn? That will tell you how to act. If the grass, it looks to be pretty full, maybe a few little holes here and there, then maybe just a general fertilizer. If you have a lot of big holes, the size of your hand or larger, then those are areas that if you don't treat for crabgrass, you could have crabgrass there. Now, did you have crabgrass last year? If you did, then the problems this year are going to be magnified 100 times. Because remember, if you had crabgrass, every crabgrass plant can make 2,000 seeds. And if your crabgrass came up green, grew like crazy, and then in the late summer, in the early fall, you started seeing red, like little tassels on your lawn, places where you say, wow, it almost looks like it's red. Those are seed pods. And when you mowed, the force of the wind created by the blade spinning blows the grass clippings out. Well, it also spread the grass seed. So then you know that you need to treat that lawn with a crabgrass preventer. If you didn't have crabgrass, a straight fertilizer. If you have holes, if you had crabgrass, then you need to use a crabgrass preventer. And that traditionally, that's done in late March, early April. The timing is easy. There's a plant out there that will tell you that you have to put the crabgrass preventer down. The forsythia, the beautiful yellow flower shrub that grows in a lot of people's yards. Most people that know how to grow forsythia let it grow natural. So it's beautiful arching branches. People that don't know how to grow forsythia shape it into a round ball. Tight. Not as pretty, but still looks nice. When you see the yellow forsythia in bloom, you have to get the crabgrass preventer down. And you have to water it in or select a day that the rain can dissolve it. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heart beat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at HBExtract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at HBExtract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5255. Look for free bonus 1213 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Pulpit Gun Club. Now, if we can help you with your gun, the phone number to dial right now and to talk with Jared is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Jared, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Are you ready to do a little gardening?
I'm ready.
Terrific. Who do we have up first, Jared?
Okay, first up this morning, we have Joe on the line who's got a question about grass seed.
Okay. Joe, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, how you doing, Paul?
Good. How are you, Joe?
Good, good. I got a quick question. Last week you mentioned about some grass seed that doesn't require too much water. And What was the name of that? I didn't catch it.
The name of the grass seed is called Echo Lawn, E-C-O-L-A-W-N. And the website for you to go to is www.wildflowerfarm.com.
Okay, I just wrote that down.
.com. Yeah, they've got a great website. They grow all kinds of wildflowers, but they've developed this type of a grass seed. It's all varieties of fine fescue, and fine fescue stays pretty short, about 3 inches. And fescues are not demanding like bluegrasses. So
yeah,
for shaded areas, for areas where you don't have a lot of topsoil, areas along the street where you get road salt and things like that, it's going to be a very, very good match for you.
Oh, that'll be terrific, because where I live there's road salt and I'm on ledge, so I think that might work.
Yeah, and see, the reason that the fescue grasses would work better for you is several things. Bluegrass, I mean, it's a gorgeous, gorgeous grass, and bluegrass is what everybody wants for their front lawn. The blade is fairly wide, and the wider the blade, the more exposure to the sun, and the more water the plant is going to demand. So when you go with a narrower blade of grass, it's going to require less water. Also, the bluegrass is a grass that's more demanding as far as fertilizer. And if you want a sod quality lawn, you've got to feed that grass four times a year. Fescue is not going to be a sod quality lawn. It's going to be green, it's going to be beautiful, but it's not going to be lush type lawn compared to bluegrass. So it doesn't demand the amount of food. And if you've got a problem area where you can get nothing to grow, and I've had a situation like that. You've got some big trees, and you've limbed up the branches so that you can walk under them, and you're getting more and more light. You plant grass seed in the spring. It begins to germinate. You get all excited, and you say to yourself, wow, it finally came up. And you fertilize it, you give it plenty of water. And then you get into July and August, and slowly it begins to die because of competition with the roots of the trees, and it's not getting a lot of sunlight. Fescues are blades, are grass varieties that don't demand the amount of sunlight. They don't demand the amount of water. They don't demand the amount of food that bluegrasses do. They're not as good looking, but they are green, they're healthy, and they'll make your yard look pretty. So it's a good blend of grass seed. It's something that I've planted in one section of my yard. My yard is very long, and there's a place where I don't spend a lot of time. I just want it green, and this is a type of grass seed. And last fall, they sent me a bag, because I always try everything. I want to make sure it's going to grow. And yeah, in this particular area, there's not a heck of a lot of loam. There's probably an inch and a half of loam. I scratched the ground. I put it down. It came up nice and green, and that's all I want for that area. So that's a good thing.
Okay. Hey, thank you. I appreciate that.
Joe, you have a great day, and if we can help you again, you know the number to call, 800-259-9231. Give us a call right now, folks, and we'll help you with your garden. 800-259-9231.
Nursery quality plants with Jiffy brand potting mixes, the same formulations used by the pros. Jiffy brand potting mixes prevent soil compaction, promote better water and oxygen distribution, and build healthy roots for beautiful results. Simple to use, too. Just open the bag and pour. Ask for the Jiffy brand at lawn and garden retailers everywhere. Don't forget all of the many other Jiffy gardening products, too, including Jiffy seed starting trays and greenhouses, plus Jiffy 7 peat pellets and Jiffy peat pots. And Jiffy seed starting mix is the best in the business. For guaranteed seed starting success, be sure to use America's number one brand of flower, vegetable, and herb seeds, the Ferry Morse seed brand, with all Jiffy products. Remember, successful gardens are created with successful products. Choose Jiffy potting mixes and Ferry Morse seeds for premium results this spring and summer.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
DoubleMySpeed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at doublemyspeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at doublemyspeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at doublemyspeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at doublemyspeed.com. That's doublemyspeed.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From the ancient lost book of Tobias, we read,
"Then the angel said to him, take out the entrails of the fish and lay up his heart and his gall and his liver for thee, for these are necessary for useful medicines."
This passage tells how livers of fish were important to man's health then and are now. Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality sacred food oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, with fermentation. Cold fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. For more information and a 20% discount off of first orders, visit greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good through March 31st. Or call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818. Call Green Pasture products today.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free, breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Remember, spring is March 20th. We're only 27 days away, and for those of you that live in southern New England, remember, today is the final day of the Rhode Island Flower Show, right in downtown Providence. Lots of parking, a wonderful city to walk around on, and a day like today, take advantage of it and get out and see it. For those of you that live in northern New England, mark your calendar. March 11th through the 14th is the Maine Flower Show, and that's at the usual place on 4th Street, right in downtown Portland. But that's coming up March 11th through the 14th. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Vic on the line, who's got a question about his pine trees.
Okay, Vic, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Hey, Vic, good morning.
Hey, Vic, you there?
Vic? Okay, no, I guess he's got his radio on. Maybe he's making coffee.
Okay.
Why don't we
We can come back to Vic. Next up, we have Bob on the line, who's calling about his forsythia.
Okay, Bob, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, on the forsythia, I've done exactly what you said, and they come out beautiful. The only question I had is, do I change the water daily or weekly, or do I change the water at all in the vase?
Well, I'll tell you, when I force forsythia, I don't change the water. I just, unless I start to see that it's getting that the edges of the vase is getting to be like green and slimy, then I just add water. And I get accustomed now that when I force forsythia or quince or, crabs or fruit trees, I get into the routine of every single day giving them some water. And they'll last a long, long time. Now, the one thing that you can do with the forsythia, Bob, is this. If you clean a vase and you change the water every 2 or 3 days, forsythia, unlike a lot of other plants that you force, if you keep it in the water when the blooming cycle it passes, it will make green leaves, and the buds that are underwater will change from flowering buds to roots. And I have had a whole vase full of forsythia that I've kept in there long enough will produce roots, and now you can start brand new plants with all of these cuttings that have developed a root system in the water.
Very good, Paul. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Mine are doing beautiful. I got 2 vases full of them, and they're really gorgeous.
Isn't it fun at this time of the year? You know, it's cold, it's snowing outside, and you get a beautiful flower show right on the kitchen table.
Exactly, exactly. Thanks again, Paul.
Thank you so much. If you do want to make a root system on that forsythia, add a little bit of Miracle-Gro. Just take a tablespoon. Well, you wouldn't need a tablespoon because you've got a smaller vase. If you took maybe like a teaspoon of Miracle-Gro, dump it right into your vase, and then swirl the branches around the vase to dissolve it. That will encourage it to give you a root system. But forsythia, softer branches, and it will make a root system for you. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we're going to try Vic again here. Vic's calling about his pine trees.
Okay, Vic, are you there this morning?
Jared, who's up next?
Hey, no. Vic, you there?
Okay, next up we're going to try Vic again here. Vic.
I guess Vic still has his radio on. Okay, we have Jay on the line calling for about his squill bulbs.
Okay, Jay, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling to ask about 2 things. One is a modest cost nursery that will send hardy shrubs, particularly I'm looking for the different kinds of Rose of Sharon with the white flowers and deep purple blotches in the center of the flowers. And the second question has to do with a source and separation of the different kinds of squill. I'm looking particularly for the ones that are highly invasive and stand up. They're short, and the light blue flower is facing the sky, but I've never tried to learn about the bluebells that are bigger and droop over.
Okay. Well, all
and
of
like
your
spring...
I'd like
to know where to get them from inexpensively.
Okay. Your spring flowering bulbs, plants that flower during... sometimes in February, but usually in March and April, you have Scilla. One bulb is called Scilla, and the other one is called Chionodoxa. And Chionodoxa is a bulb that faces up. And Scilla, the flower, faces down. These are both relatively inexpensive. You're talking probably around 10, 15 cents a bulb. It's a bulb that multiplies in the ground very, very quickly. So if you wanted to naturalize an area, these, both of these are good. And I would recommend that you do a combination of both because they bloom at different times within the same time period, but some will start early and then some will give you some color later into the season. So it extends the blooming cycle. And for me, that's what I would do. So you want to write down Scylla or Chionodoxa. And there are a lot of good nurseries that will sell these in quantity in the fall of the year. Normally, the nurseries will get them after September, after the kids go back to school, and normally after Labor Day. That's when they arrive from Holland, and they plant it at that time of the year. Now, both of these bulbs.
Who's a good wholesaler or mail away firm for Chionodoxa?
Well, I mean, I don't exactly know which one does the best. There is a company called White Flower Farm. They're in Connecticut, and White Flower Farm is a company that I would recommend that you look into for your Rose of Sharon. They are a company that specializes in unique and unusual plants, but it's White Flower Farm.
White Flower Farm.
White Flower Farm, and they're in Connecticut. So if you just go on the internet and just type in whiteflowerfarm.com, you'll go to their website. As far as bulbs, there are many, many companies that you can find on the internet that you can buy in quantity. And, I mean, to try and buy 50 bulbs, you're not going to get a major discount. You'd be looking if you bought several hundred. But remember, Chionodoxa and Scylla are bulbs that if you put 6 inches apart in 3 years, they will have produced so many bulblets off of it that in 3 years they're going to be touching. What I do when I plant them, I rather than have a solid carpet, I put them in clumps, in groups of 3 to 5, and take a 1 square foot area and put 5 bulbs in it. And within 3 years, that foot is just solid foliage with beautiful, beautiful blooms. Now, the other reason that I want you to buy these two particular bulbs, Scylla and Chionodoxa, both of these varieties are blue, but the main reason, they are not eaten by rodents. If you plant crocuses and you have a problem with moles, voles, mice, chipmunks, and squirrels, these types of rodents will dig in the ground and eat the bulb. But Chionodoxa and Scylla are not eaten by rodents, so that's a good thing. And these make great bulbs for naturalizing an area such as you want to do. Now, the other thing that you can think of, Jay, is this. If this is an area that you want to naturalize and it's getting some shade and you enjoy that foliage and you want to keep the maintenance down, you may want to buy some hostas and plant hostas in that same area. And you can buy varieties of hosta that are really inexpensive. They multiply very, very quickly. I mean, you have to buy the fancy ones that cost you $15 for a plant. The common greens, the common variegated green and white leaf. And there are two types. There's a variegated green and white. And then there's the white edged variety. A little bit more expensive, but relatively inexpensive for quantity. And these are plants that you can naturalize And it doesn't have to be full shade. In an era where you only get sun half a day and you want something that's going to fill it and make it look pretty without having to grow grass because it's a lot of work, things like hosta and your spring and early summer flowering bulbs will do very, very well in areas like this. You can also plant wildflowers. And there are great perennials that you can put in there. For example, Johnny Jump-Ups, Violas, Lily of the Valley. They'll spread like crazy. They're relatively inexpensive, and they multiply and multiply. Try those. They'll give you a good head start. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Alice on the line, who's got a question about growing sweet potatoes and also about watermelon seeds.
Alice, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. First of all, I looked up on the computer, what's the difference between sweet potatoes and yams? And then on the scientific thing for the United States, they said they're the same thing. You know, this is the extension horticultural specialist.
Yeah.
And
it's just different areas.
They're the same in the United States. That's what it said for the United States.
Right.
Yams and sweet potatoes are the exact same. They just have different varieties of them.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah,
what I want to know is what was the best to grow for the northern climate and where to get them. But mostly, I see lots of places we can get them, but which varieties? Because I saw one that said a bush type, but I couldn't find any more information about it.
Well, I'll tell you, if you can find the bush type, you're going to have much, much better results. The last 2 years, I have picked up some sweet potato seedlings, and they were the vine type. And they take an awful lot of room in the garden. They will spread as much as cucumbers will, and you're continuously lifting up the vine so that it doesn't root. The bush type grows much bigger tubers without a lot of work, and it saves probably 75% of the amount of space. The bush type will grow in a 3-foot by 3-foot area. The vining type will spread 6 to 8 feet, and you have to lift the vines daily.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I just got an idea. We had a caller that was looking for bulk of China Doxer and Scylla. And if you're still listening, one of the places that you can look on the Internet is called Michigan Bulb. And it's just the state of Michigan, MichiganBulb. .com. Give them a call, and I'm sure that they can give you some good prices. But again, if you want quantity, that your price will go down. Now, we're talking with Alice about sweet potatoes. Now, let me give you some names, Alice, of companies that I know will sell sweet potatoes. One of the companies is Gurney, G-U-R-N-E-Y. They sell a lot of different and unusual varieties of all kinds of plants. Gurney Seed Company, and it's G-U-R-N-E-Y. Another one is called Henry Fields, just like it sounds, H-E-N-R-Y-F-I-E-L-D-S. And a third one is New Hope Seed Company, N-E-W-H-O-P-E-S-E-E-D. And I think if you looked at those, now, what you have to realize is sweet potatoes are plants that grow in a warm climate. So when you go to these three or four companies that I've given you, they will list various kinds of sweet potatoes, and they will also list varieties for cooler or colder climates. And that's what you want to look at. And if you can find one for a cold climate that is bush type, it's going to be a lot better because, as I said, they run. And if you plant a regular vining sweet potato in a northern garden, because it will spread 6 to 8 feet, and when you get ready to harvest, instead of having nice, great, big sweet potatoes like you find in the supermarket, you end up with sweet potatoes that are about the size of a magic marker. Except where you planted it, you're going to have some big ones. So what I've done in the past, I couldn't find the bush type, didn't do a lot of research into it, but I just pulled and made sure that the vines that were running on the ground never had the time to root. So that the only thing that stayed in the ground was where the main plant was put in by me. All of the vines, once a week, I would lift them to prevent them from rooting, and where I planted them, I had sweet potatoes the size of my fist. Now, Vicki, what was your second question?
She actually dropped off the line, but her question was about whether those seeds that come in a watermelon are good for planting.
Sure. You can plant any seed that you buy from the supermarket. So if you go to the supermarket and you buy zucchini or you buy butternut squash, any of your winter squashes, for example, you can save those seeds, you dry them, and you can plant them the following year. Watermelon, the same thing. Now, here's the catch. If the watermelon seed that the watermelon that you ate was a hybrid and you save the seeds and you plant them, there is a better than 50% chance that it will not look or grow the same, because a hybrid is the result of crossing the mother with the father. They took the best of their genes and they produced a hybrid seed. And when you plant that seed, that's what you get. The seed that the hybrid makes have the characters of the mother and the characters of the father. Well, because there are so many seeds in there, some of the seeds will be more like the mother. Some of the seeds will be more like the father. So that when you plant that seed, you're going to have either the mother or the father, but not the same hybrid. The only way that you would get that would be the old heirloom seeds, the seeds that do not change. So whatever you plant and you save the seeds the following year, it's going to be the exact same plant. So if it says heirloom, you can save those seeds and you always get the same thing. If it says hybrid, you either get the mother or the father. Okay? Our phone number, 800-259-9231.